Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Welcome back to the Cook and Joe Show. We are talking to Pirates. We're going to get back into some Penguins, get into some Steelers talk here. Pirates today make a move. Frank Coonley out. Whether it's his choice, mutual choice, fired by owner Bob Nutting, the Pirates are looking for a new president. They're looking for a new manager. They got a few important hires to make, but again, I'll go back to, I think people's common reaction, Joe, is it going to really make a difference unless the ownership changes its mentality about what it's willing to spend and do and whether the general manager can do a better job with what he's assigned, what he's given to spend and use.
I don't know, Ron. I'm dumbfounded at a number of things here. So how about we move on to hockey?
That's fine.
Matt Murray, I wanted to ask you about this. His situation right now, Ron, and I look at it this week because there's other goaltenders who are franchise goaltenders
making
a ton of money.
Big money.
And he's not. And yet there are other goalies in the league that are franchise goaltenders, John Gibson being one. He's locked in the $6 million range, 6'4".
He's really good, by the way.
Braden Holtby at $6 million a year. Connor Hellebuck at $6 million a year. But then you move on to some of the others. I just mentioned him, Vasilevsky. And he's an interesting case because Bob last night, Bobrovsky, he signed as an unrestricted free agent, which isn't necessarily apples to apples here. But Vasilevsky signed in Matt Murray's position going into the final year.
Not as a free agent.
Right.
Restricted.
Before this year, in which he's playing out the final year of a deal before he would have become a restricted free agent. So that's exactly what Murray's playing under right now.
Right.
The difference being that Vasilevsky already signed an extension that's worth $9.5 million a year forever. So my question to you is, what do you do with Matt Murray?
It's going to cost them a lot of money because I think he is a franchise goaltender. And that he's won two cups. I think they truly believe in him. And I think he'll going to get a real big payday. Not as much as he would as an unrestricted free agent, but big nonetheless.
So if you're Murray, do you start where Hellebuck and Gibson and Holtby are in the $6 million range?
Absolutely. I wouldn't come any cheaper.
Well, no, I'm saying, do you start there or do you start more expensive because you're comparing yourself to Vasilevsky? Like, I start at 7. I don't think I'm going to get up to 9 or 10 because I don't think the Penguins are going to pay him that, but I start at least 7, don't you?
They're going to have to pay a lot, and I think Rutherford knows that. And I think he's planning on that, and I think that something could be done. You know, he's shown the fact that he doesn't really like to negotiate during the season, but it won't surprise me if they get something done during the season. I don't see him going anywhere.
That's interesting, too, during the season, because if
now, they do that with Hornquist,
they
right?
did. Yeah, they've done it before, for
they
sure.
I don't think he likes that, but
well, I think they did it with Fleury. I think they did it with Fleury early in Rutherford's
tenure. I know they did it with Hornquist.
But from their perspective, Ron, now that you haven't signed him yet, don't you want to wait to see if he can stay healthy for a whole season and have a big, huge year before you pour $8 million a year into him?
Absolutely. That's why I'm not saying they're going to do it tomorrow. I just think they're going to wait and wait a while, and then I think they're going to be able to pull the trigger because I think they know how valuable he is to the franchise.
That's going to be really interesting to see what that number is. And Matt Murray continues to be, I think, one of the more unique athletes that I've ever watched, analyzed from this perspective, a contract perspective, ever, because he's won two cups.
As a rookie. Technically, as a rookie. You talk about unique.
and his numbers aren't eye-popping. I think he's played well this year, but again, his numbers aren't eye-popping this year either, Ron. So he's definitely, to me, a franchise goalie.
Me too.
Is he one of the elite goalies in the league? I don't know. But then again, if I had to win a playoff series tomorrow, would I complain if he was between the pipes?
Not at all.
No. So what's that worth to you? What is that worth to you in raw salary? 412-928-9370. Let's talk about that for a minute. And then there's a lot going on in the NFL, including what becomes of Tom Brady after this season? That topic seems to be heating up a little bit. We'll talk about it.
And I want to talk about this whole Sam Darnold situation, too. You see the Jets? Do you see Le'Veon Bell's tweet?
Yeah, that was odd.
Yesterday about Sam Darnold, who was caught on camera, mic'd up the other night saying, "I'm seeing ghosts."
You can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Jeep Chrysler Dodge, locations in North Huntington, North Hills. You can text us on the Egger Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Egger Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.